Blog Talk Radio.
Through the veil of life, we're all interwoven, subconsciously connecting. We're all entwined. Forces of the universe, forces of all nature. Through the strongest force of love, we bind.
One, two.
Earth, my body. Water, my blood. Air, my breath. And fire, my spirit. Earth, my body. Water, my blood. Air, my breath. And fire, my spirit. Earth, my body.
Veil of life, we're all interwoven.
Air, my breath.
We're all
fire, my spirit. Earth, my body. Water, my blood,
of all nature.
Air, my breath, and
force of love.
Fire, my spirit.
We
earth, my body.
Of What Dao, a comedic path to peace. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Queen Mother Imaku. And that opening song, Earth My Body, actually a lot of people came to know me from that song. It is a pagan folk chant, a spiritual chant really. And it is from my, which CD is that on? Solstice. It's on my my Solstice CD, even though today is the equinox. It is on my Solstice, S-O-U-L-S-T-I-C-E CD, and it talks about the connectedness that we share, one to another, heart to heart, and with all of the elements, and that we tend to feel even more intensely when we are facing seasonal changes and cycles like today. Being the vernal equinox, we say, well, there are a couple of ways of saying happy spring or happy vernal equinox in the Kemetic tradition. One way is Keper Hari, Kepra, or Keper, or Kepri, represents both spring and summer. And so Keper Hari is for the vernal equinox. And then also we have Iapi Hari, which is also either spring or summer. But there is also Heb Peret. Heb means festival. Peret means planting. We'll be talking about Heb Peret today and this season of growth and renewal. Well, listen, every day that you are living is an opportunity for growth and renewal. But as we are finding hopefully more days of sun, and also as we'll start to see things green up around us. The Kemetic word for green is waj. You'll find it in various dictionaries as U-A-D-J or U-A-T-C-H, but the U is pronounced as a W-U-U-W-A-J. Also, you will see it spelled W-A-D-J for those who spell it out phonetically, and that's what we tend to like to do, just so people have a better understanding of how to pronounce the language. WAJ is green, health, growth, vigor, prosperity, abundance. WAJET is a woman who is a healing woman who brings about health, prosperity, vigor, and who lives abundantly. For those of you who have peeked in on the Renegade Wise Woman site, which debuted a week before last, it is the new website that has been posted, that I posted, for the reclamation of the comedic the matriarchy. Quite frankly, we have been given a great deal of information regarding this whole reclamation movement of the comedic culture and tradition, but from a patriarchal point of view, yes, indeed. And so the new movement for the reclamation of the tradition in the matriarchal standards has been declared by Akeru Temple through the Renegade Wise Woman movement. I just want to say something before we get into prayer. There was some stuff that surfaced on the net, some really bogus crap that surfaced on the net a while ago. You know, I became known as a Renegade Wise Woman because of the fact that I do speak out on a lot of different things, like the patriarchy panderings that we have been given. And, you know, there are always sneaky subversive forces out there that try to discredit when somebody is speaking the truth. So, you know, one day I was Googling myself. You know, that's a good thing to do once in a while, just to kind of see what people are saying about you, you know, and, you know, what's going on, to see how far reaching your materials go. I saw somebody had started this whole rant against this the Renegade Wise Women who brought down Kemet, and that's all a lie. It's a myth, okay? There was no term Renegade Wise Women back then. There were no Renegade Wise Women who consorted with the patriarchy to bring Kemet down. That was all very quite obviously put out there to try to bring attention away from anything that I was saying regarding how the patriarchy had really destroyed Kemetic culture, and that the patriarchy was dictating a lot of it and still keeping a lot of women under the thumb of these brothers who have been very carefully keeping us underneath their, not only thumb, but actually their feet too, or putting us up on a so-called pedestal and just giving a lot of lip service to the Divine Mother. So I just want to let you know, any of that stuff that you see out there is a bunch of bunk, okay, if that's still floating around the net. But anyway, let's begin, all right? So we will be talking more about WAJET, about Osiris, you know, all the different names that go along with him, and about some of the other guardians that are honored during this time. And we'll be doing our seasonal check-in to see how you live in. But let's begin with, I just got finished having a 2.5-hour class. you know, you try to squeeze in life while you're still trying to do your career thing. Although teaching is part of my career, but okay. And so my prayer book went to where? You know, and I did this at the beginning of my class 3 hours ago. Prayer book, where'd you go to? There you are. Okay, as soon as I say that and I hone in and listen, it tells me, here you are. The gem. Listen. All right. Beginning with the Lord's Prayer. Shere neb ich nebet. Mut nu ich etef nu necheru pe. Nechiu em herit. Renu Helucinu Deser, Per Per Helucinu, Ir Ebechenu, and Tacher Impet, Erdinu Herupen, Kaunu, Nehaten Achau, Her Nehatnu Achainu, Utebnu Emesvet, Nehem Emedet, Zutanichenu, Netorechenu, Netrichenu, Nekek, Imen, Imeni. And the Chalak Ma'et, Tua Ma'et, Verdi Ma'et, Hekechem Herupen. I will not do wrong. I will not steal. I will not immerse myself in depression. I will not violate another being physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. I will not hoard, disrespect, abuse, or misuse the land. I will not waste precious food. I will not waste precious water. I will not jealously desire to obtain that which is not mine. I will not eavesdrop or pry into matters outside the dictated nature. I will not defile or debase my purity. I will not abuse my sexuality. I will not engage in infidelity with another man or woman's mate. I will not engage in sexual fantasies or sexual acts with a child. I will not cause needless terror. I will not be arrogant and egoistic. I will not act with selfish, destructive aggression. I will not cultivate a quarrelsome nature. I will not take a life outside of my age nor disrespect the life force. I will not cause the shedding of tears. I will not sow seeds of regret. I will not mistreat children. I will not mistreat animals. I will not be vengeful and angry except for a just cause within my age. I will not be easily incited to action or contention. I will not uphold an untruth on or against someone else's behalf. I will not lie. I will not raise my voice unnecessarily. I will not speak maliciously against another being. I will not exaggerate. I will not talk too much. I will not act with sneaky manipulation. I will not be impatient or judge in haste. I will not entertain impure thoughts. I will not wish evil upon another being. I will not turn my ears away from words of truth. I will not desecrate holy places. I will not desecrate holy traditions. I will not steal from or neglect giving to the temple offerings. I will not rob from the deceased. I will not blaspheme the Most High Nature. I will not betray my venerated ancestors. Lama Eta Medunefer. Our Iritu invocation. Rud. Nisi Ardi. I invoke security. Usakrer. Nisi Heri. Ishibarat Jaser. I invoke joy and divine flow. Nisi Keper and Kepri. I invoke creativity. Sungti. Nisi Peret and Hat. Iheb Jaser. I invoke courage and a divinely aligned will. Anuk Nehes. I am awake. Hat. Oh, you know what? That is Nehes, not Nehes. Nehes with a soft H, just to be clear. Nehes. Anuk Nehes. I am awake. Hat. Nisi Mer Jaser. I invoke divine love. Nefret. Nisi Makeru Jaser. I invoke divine correct speech. Kerni Eset. I am on my throne. Wuja, Nisi Emukat Wab, I invoke pure thoughts. Herit, Nisi Jeser, I invoke divinity.
Ware Katweben, Emaket Abdel and Pet, Anaturakitim Kepri, Kepri Kemam Necheru, Tekwebenek, Tested Mutek, Ektuten Necheru. Ware Hapweben, Emma Kerab Dead and Pet.
Prayer to the Nishiru. Well, actually, because today is the first day of the vernal equinox, let's do the miracle prayer in honor of Kepra. Kepra, Kepri, Keper, who is the father of miracles, Keprit, who is the mother of miracles. Erdi Keprit, Mut Kepriu, Kepriem Herupen, Emkeru Eich. Erdi Kepri, Etef Kepriu, Kepriem Herupen, Emkeru Eich. Duau, Duau, Duau. Bring me, Keprit, mother of miracles, a miracle on this day. I'm in your hands. Bring me, Kepra, father of miracles, a miracle on this day. I am in your hands. Many thanks to you. A prayer to the Necheru, the divine guardian, the divine forces of nature. Necherak and Necheru, Tua Necheru, Erdi Necheru, Maedanu, Ankuja Senem, Mer Oreke Hetepu, Im Anki, Im Honi, Im Kredi, Im Hau Akeru, Im Hau Kepri, Im Hau Kemet, Im Hau Tawut, Sekinu, 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 Duau, Duau, Duau. Manifest yourselves, Necheru. Thank you. Bring me balanced revenue, life, health, strength, love, protection, and peace and blessings in my life, in my family, in my children, in the family of Akheru, in the family of Kepra, in the family of in the Kemetic family, in the world. We ascend. Many thanks to you. I offer you life. Libation for the ancestors. The ancestor, our ancestor libation prayer in Akheru Temple. To the ancients, we follow your footsteps. Many thanks to you. You give us light, we give you light. We pour libation, we remember you. Keru Renu Chenu, we speak your names to all of my divine ancestors who come to mind in name and who are unknown to me. I offer you love and I offer you light and I thank you with the deepest gratitude. Merenu Ketepu, we wish you peace and blessings. Merenu Sharein, we wish you peace and freedom. Ernu Merea, we give you love. We give you great love. Many thanks to you. Anecharak Yakut, Anecharak Shepsu, Dua Yakut, Dua Shepsu, Erdi Yakut Ishepsu, Rek Het Hekau, Mer Neferet Hetepu, Urek Sekemet Anu, Anukut M Shepsu Nebu, Sekinu Sekinu Sekinu, Duau Duau Duau. Give us, divine ancestors, wisdom, guidance, words of power, love, success, peace and blessings. Protection, courage, strength, and revenue. I am a divine light to all of my ancestors. We all ascend. Many thanks to you. Finally, the water spirit prayer, the Kemetic water spirit prayer. Anecharak and Titunebu, Dua and Titunebu, Anuk and Titunebu, Anuk Imakut, Yei Ebuab, Irini Khat Jester, Dua Seni, Erdi Ank Nefer, Waj Nefer, Mer Nefer, Ehenu Nefer, Iati, Heki, Ureki, Semishes Sia, Metesef Maet M Anki, Anuk Imakut, Yei Ebuab, Irini Khat Jester, show your faces, water spirits of light. Thank you. I am you. I am a sacred vessel. I come with pure intentions. I do sacred work. Help me, please. Bring me a good life, a good health, good love, and a good revenue. Embrace me, guide me, protect me. Help me receive wisdom. May all this flow together harmoniously in my life. I am a sacred vessel. I come with pure intentions. I do sacred work. Help me advance successfully. Thank you, water spirits of life, light. Dua enditu nebu. Enditu nefer ea. Enditu rer ea. Enditu mkutemer ea. Anuk em keru echanu. Duau, duau, duau. Thank you, water spirits of light. Water spirits of the greatly good, great nurturers of great light and love. My life is in your hands. Many thanks to you. All right. Okay, so I want to thank everybody for all of the Heru Nesut greetings, and I'm so thankful that I have reached another year. I am 54. Give thanks. you know, with all the challenges that we face in life, listen, just always take a moment to just express gratitude because of the fact that you are here. No matter how bad it may seem, you're here. You are here. And it is another opportunity to receive blessings and to offer blessings to someone else. Give thanks and praises. And I had a good time on my birthday. I mean, in spite of the fact that, listen, I just have gotten over yet another one of these yucky infections, you know, a chronic sinus infection that had come from an upper respiratory thing, you know, all the coughing and so forth that I've been doing all season because I've been dealing with heaters, as opposed to gas heat. When I find out more about that, then go to the Renegade Wise Woman website. You'll see the opening page is an online magazine, and there's an article that I had written about my battle with the gas company. Yeah. It's always important to fight and stand up for what you know is right, even though sometimes there may be some sacrifice involved, like certain creature comforts. But anyway, I'm here to tell the story. My voice is getting better and stronger, and I was able to slip out for a little while on Sunday and go to Brother Abiodun Oyewole's Poet's Haven over at his pad that he has every single Sunday, where we get down with poetry and spoken word and some good fellowship and good social political talk and history and culture and food. And, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful scene. And to be to have happy birthday sung to me by my fellow poets in Abiodun's pad was very, very cool. And always I'm very grateful to be there. I'm grateful that, that Dune provides this space for us as artists to get together. I mean, a lot of the best artists in the city come through there and share their gifts. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So that's how I end up spending my birthday. I know some people in my temple right now are fussing at me. I know. Listen, I took a chance. Went out for a bit. What can I say? You know, it was very cool. Very cool. Very memorable. So, upcoming things. We have temple service this Sunday. Please join us out in Newark at Refall Headquarters. Hey, check out the new website that I put up for Refall. Go to refallheadquarters.info, and you'll find out more about what's going on out there. Well, we have temple service alternating Sundays, alternating with the Temple of Anu. And so this is our Sunday. Come and join us from 11 to 1. Go to the Akheru Temple website in order to find out more about coming to service. Listen, just come. Just come and get spiritually fed and to be in the fellowship of others. And the weather's getting better now, so listen, no excuses. Come on and join us. Okay. Is there anything else? If there's anything else that comes to me, oh, yes, and of course, please visit my website, queenmotherimaku.info, for bookings and for comedic materials like my lectures and my e-books and my music and so forth. So, all right, spring is here. Spring has sprung. And no matter what that looks like to you right now in this part of the country, the whole point is the fact that we are now looking at renewal. Now, during the spring in comedic tradition, the big celebration, well, actually there were a number of different celebrations that took place when it became planting season. But planting season, the celebration was called Heb Peret. Heb Peret. What does that mean? Heb has multiple meanings. Heb means festival, celebration, you know, along those lines. It also, by the way, means tent. Yes, which is why when you go to the Renegade Wise Woman site, you will see an article about Heb Jaser, which is red tent. Yes. the reclamation of the Red Tent Movement, the Kemetic Red Tent Movement, has begun with Akheru Temple as well through our new women's division, our new women's temple, which is Peruajet. Go to the website to find out more. But Heb, in this case, refers to festival or celebration. Peret has a number of meanings also. Peret, which refers to grain, to growth, come forth. You know, we have the Peret Emru. Peret also means, refers to chapters of a book. Per is the root, of course, of that. But in this case, we're referring to growth, grain, and so this is the grain growing season. However, in truth, in Kemet, the grain growing season, Heb Peret, would have started in December. Now, you and I know that in most places in the world, that in December, the ground is hard and cold. You can't plant nothing, okay? So we need to really look at how it is relevant to us today. And, you know, in a lot of cultures around the world, there was always a festival marking, you know, yeah, now we can start growing things so that way we can continue to thrive as a people. So we'll have some grain to live off of. And I've told you before that in Kemet, if you had a lot of grain, it meant you could make a lot of bread. If you had a lot of bread, meaning little bread that you could eat, you were going to be okay. And so the planting season was extremely important. So we are here now. We are here in this country, at least where I'm talking. I know you listen from all over the world. But right now, in terms of talking about those of us who are dealing with what we know to be spring, which is when our planting season is, and that's at the vernal equinox. So our weather conditions are more amenable to growing. And so this is where it's important to make sure that we mark the cultural aspect of things, but in a way that is meaningful and realistic to where we are and who we are right now. For instance, I've been pondering this of late. You know, many of us feel it's important to show that we are Kemetic by wearing ancient Kemetic garb. Well, you know, it may have its place. And certainly I have my collection of Wuset collars that I wear. I mean, they have a metaphysical significance aside from just looking nice and making you realize that this is from the ancient Kemetic era. But in truth, if you think about other spiritual expressions, religious expressions that come up around a certain time period, you do not see people walking around wearing the garb from the, you know, the time that the spiritual system sprung up. For instance, when you see Christians, you don't see Christian people who are today or the Christian faith walking around in flowing robes. You know what I mean? They are making it real and relevant to their life today. So why is it necessary then for those of us who are Kememu, who are those who live the Kemetic culture and faith, why do we feel it necessary to prove that this is who we are, you know, that we've got to wear this certain garb? We've got to look like we just stepped out of the temples. I don't think it's necessary. I really don't. And I think a lot of people use that as a substitute for building the character that really defines being Kememu, having a refined character based on the Ma'at principles so that people know that there is something different about you. And, you know, I mean, I remember on going back to Facebook, seeing recently on Facebook this picture of these two folks who truly look like they had just raided a costume shop. I'm not kidding. And neither were they. And this was their profile picture showing the two of them together. Like, it really was coming across like, we're correct, damn it, you know. There's no need for that, especially with your costume on, you know, your costume shop costume on, you know. Let your life be your testimony, truly. So, again, relevant to today, we recognize that there are certain articles of faith that are definitely important for us to have, but we don't have to go out of our way to try to prove anything, okay? What we have to do and to be in the flow of Ma'at and to let our characters continue to grow is really the main thing. All right, now let's get back to talking about Head Peret. I want to give a shout out right now to my beloved colleague Sibaheru Ka'anu, who is the leader of the Ta Nefer'ank community, who we fellowship with down in Baltimore, because he is the one who really spearheaded the notion of our honoring where we are and the seasons that are germane to where we are right now. So he resurrected our celebration of Head Peret, but with the new thing, doing it during this, during our spring. Okay, so major kudos to him. Ideally, all of the temples that are in existence right now, all of the Kemetic spiritual communities, have done something or some things to majorly contribute to our current day reclamation and practice of the Kemetic tradition. And so that is a major contribution of the Ta Nefer'ank community and of Sibaheru Ka'anu. And I just want to say that some of the things that he has done in the past with his Head Peret have included having young people plant seeds. So certainly that's something that you can do at home. I believe that the symbolism of planting seeds, of course, literally planting seeds, that it also coincides with planting seeds into your subconscious mind that you want to see grow to fruition. Now, usually we would do this in December because of the fact that December was the Kemetic Peret planting season, but we'll do that so that we have things come to fruition through the year. So for those of you who have done that, for those of you who have made your lists, as we have been given to do, and have already put in motion the things that you want to see happen in this year, you should start to see things starting to click now, okay? If you are, if you have not done that, and if you are planting right now something, it can be any kind of a seed. It can be a sesame seed. It really can be just something that is meaningful to you. And planting it in soil, watering it, nurturing it, that kind of thing, that also represent what you want to see become real in your life, all right, in terms of making change. This time of year also is consistent with the stories that go along with Wasir, Asar, who the Greeks called Osiris, and there is a festival that is particularly for Wasir, and I have to tell you, I discovered the most interesting thing. Now, because I'm always doing research, and so I came across these Osiris bricks, as they were called. Google it, Osiris brick. And so in order to symbolize the growth of a planting season or the hope for growth, that folks would have these bricks that they would make out of soil and sod. And there would be an imprint of Wasir embedded in the brick. People would put dirt in and then plant seeds. And the belief was that as the seeds would grow, that this also would be a blessing to the crops that were growing, but also would represent the resurrection of Wasir, which coincides with, of course, my doorbell rings. What would Wat Dawu be without it? Oh, and you know what the funniest thing is? All right, I'm going to tell you, the spooky, it's not even spooky. Let me tell you, my doorbell is busted. And there's nobody at my door right now. My doorbell needs a battery. I can't find a 12-volt battery. But ever since Grandmaster transitioned, my doorbell will just, like, ring, you know, and that's his way of letting me know he's around. Peace and blessings, Grandmasters. We're talking about resurrection. I hear you. That spooked a friend of mine out the other day. He was like, isn't your doorbell broken? I was like, yeah, Grandmaster's here. Anyway, Grandmaster Cam Makeru, that is what we say when there's somebody who's transitioned and they have ascended. We add Makeru to the end of their name. Okay. All right. What was I saying now? Grandmaster, see, you threw me off. Resurrection, planting season, growth, the Wasir brick. And, yeah, so that's something that you also can do. Listen, I'm really a real DIY kind of person. So the whole thing about making your own brick and making your own cutout impression of Wasir in it, you know, that really, that turns me on. It's very cool. I like that. And so that's not something I'm going to be implementing. Okay, yeah. Oh, my. And so, anyway, yeah, nobody's at my door, and yes, my doorbell is still broken, supposedly. Okay, where was I going now? This time of year is also thought of, I was saying in terms of Easter, the tie-in with Easter and resurrection and all the different traditions rituals that people would do that would represent the resurrection of Wasir. So the whole thing of growing seeds within the Wasir brick is another way of representing the resurrection. Okay? Let's see. This is my life, see? I've said that because a lot of us in Akeru have a connection with those who have transitioned, I have said that I was going to put on our website, we're Akeru Temple. Akeru Temple, we see dead people. Anyway. Okay. So other traditions that go along with the spring. Oh, listen, you know, since we're talking about Easter, I guess I'll address this in the future too, but you know, the whole idea of wearing, this grandmaster's hanging around, and he was known for wearing his white garments, and that tradition came from the whole idea of the renewal of spring, you know, when they had their festivals and you would wear your white garments. And for those who were of wealth, they had really starch white garments. All right, and they were nice and soft and so forth. But, you know, for people who didn't have it like that, then they used what they could, you know, whether it was making things out of flax or papyrus and really working hard to soften it and trying to get them to be as white as they could be. But it was to show that you were starting a new cycle. That's really where the whole idea of wearing sacred whites came from. And you know how, like, when you would go to church at Easter and get your new clothes and, you know, have your new outfit. And for those of you who were in the church and used to say your little pieces, we knew it, you know, you had to say your little poem. We all had to recite Easter poems. And, but everybody had a brand new outfit, and that was a big deal. I used to hate going shopping for my Easter outfit. I really did. In fact, one year I won the church essay contest because I wrote about the superficiality of going out and buying Easter clothes, and what good was it if you still had a really bad character and if you just were, you know, getting clothes to show off and so forth. Yes, I was a renegade even then, but I was. I think I was like 14, 15, something like that. But anyway, to be able to correlate things with renewal, like the garments that you wear, okay, like cleansing rituals. I was talking about this in my class this morning when I taught. They all help to go into the subconscious mind, to plant those seeds, to remind you that you are new, that your spirit in and of itself is pure, and that you want to remain in touch with that pure spirit, okay? So let me get my with the notes that we had from when I first started Watch Dao, doing a check-in with yourself about where you are in body, mind, and spirit. And take the camera out of the bag, walk around with a lot of things, MP3 player. You know, I mentioned about Wajet before. Let me just share this with you, because when Kemamu in certain regions and then during certain eras thought about the spring, they also thought about Astol or Set or Iset, because it was supposedly during that time that she was carrying, and there is a story of how Wajet the cobra helped to protect the pregnant Aset by building a papyrus screen to hide her from Set, because she is known, Wajet is known for the papyrus swamps, yes. And, I mean, she is known to be fiery, but she is also associated with swamps and with the water, and with the growth there of the papyri, which also stands for health and protection. So you also think of birth, to be pregnant is bekat. And gosh, where's my little notebook? So we also think of her. Here's my notebook. And we think of was related to Wajet, of course, and the Pearl Wajet Temple. Pearl Wajet Temple was the first noted oracle temple that was in Kemet. And for those of you who have been studying the works of the Mamiwata tradition and all of the valuable research that was done by, let me make sure I have this right and pull this book off of, well, it's never really always staying on my shelf. Where is it? About the Mamiwata tradition and the prophetesses, and it's a worthy investment to get that book. But there you will see the significance of Wajet and the Pearl Wajet temple. Well, when I find that, listen, let me help you understand something. I study every day, and so my counter is really more like it's full of books and notebooks and index cards with notes, and I have mounted on my wall all kinds of notes, and so and it's funny because whenever I talk with other people who are really serious about the tradition, like Siba Heru. You know, like we'll check in each other, with each other to get thoughts on something, you know, regarding research. The other day when I called and I asked, Siba, what do you think about such and such? He's like, well, you know what, let me just grab my notes on that. And so he had to go through all of his books and notebooks. This is divine work, and Julie is okay. It's worthwhile. So in these remaining moments, let's go back to looking at this list. These are things I want you to ask yourself, because, you know, when we started the show, and for those of you who have started following these lessons way back when we started in, what month was that? But I know that you followed this list in asking yourself if you are at peace. Okay? Let's do a check-in right now and review. All right, so, one, do you complain a lot? Two, are you overly competitive? Three, do you feel stuck in a rut? Four, do you feel the need to change other people's world to suit yours? Five, are you flooded with feelings of longing but don't know what for? Six, do you berate yourself? You know, I was just having a discussion this morning also about that. You know, I have my new students always look at Joy Leary DeGruy and the post-traumatic slave syndrome theory, and that very much relates to how a lot of us talk to each other. This society is one that is based on rewarding you for putting other people down, and that really has more to do with your own insecurity. And, you know, the whole idea of telling somebody, oh, they're being too sensitive, you know, if you're not allowing them to call you names, you know, there was a brother I was dating who was really upset and couldn't understand why I would not allow him to call me stupid, you know, or, oh, you crazy. No, don't use that terminology toward me. I'm not that. I'm not that. And I'm not going to let you label me in that way. Oh, you're being too sensitive. No, I'm not. I have the right to not be called names. Okay? You should ask why it's okay in your world to let people call you stupid and to call you crazy, you know, to try to make it seem like the onus is on you, you know, for not allowing somebody else to berate you. No. And then if you berate somebody else, what is that about? That really is all about your own insecurity, and also you're not showing respect to someone else. And it's usually a learned behavior. It usually is. So take a look at what's going on in your family if that's what you're doing. Then you have the other side. Do you big yourself up? If you're always bragging on yourself, you feel like if you don't tell other people what you're doing, then nobody will? Well, what's that about? Okay? Okay. Are you restless? Are you restless? You know, there are people who hop from one thing to another simply because they just don't have a focus, but also because they don't really know what they want to do or who they want to be. Are you restless? Sometimes it's because you're overtired. Okay, I understand that. You know, there are some nights when I just go to bed and I'm so tired. You're so tired you can't sleep. You know, I've had nights like that. You know, but then also if I find that I'm restless and I can't sit still, you know, because I'm really good for sitting still. I will sit still for a long period of time and do a lot of meditating and this kind of thing and a lot of thinking. It's really good to think. You know, when you're just like tossed, turned, restless, jump from one thing to another, can't really focus, then you have to stop. Take the time, force yourself to stop and look at what that's all about. All right. Now, nine, do you have a hard time holding on to friendships? 10, is your household a disorganized mess? Let me go back to 9 for a minute. Having a hard time holding on to friendships. Sometimes that can be a thing where you are the problem and you're not checking yourself. Other times it's a thing where you're letting too many of the wrong people in your world, and then by the time you're all in, you realize, whoa, this is bad. I got to cut this off. So you have a string of broken relationships because of that. Then you have another principle that goes along with that where you end up becoming close with somebody or it seems like you're starting to become close and you're scared and you break it off. That is about not really wanting to face intimacy or yourself because of it or if you have a lot of holdover bad feelings because of other things that have happened to you, okay? If you're having a hard time sustaining long-lasting friendships, then it's a problem. And you can't really console yourself by saying, well, I prefer to be alone. A lot of times that's a cop-out. You know, I like my solitude, but I also know that I better get out and go and engage with some folks or else I just might go mad, you know, or just very easily be very much indulged in being alone because of the fact that I really don't need to be entertained a lot, you know. So I force myself to leave the house. Okay, now 10, is your household a disorganized mess? If you're a busy person like me, it's a good thing at the end of the day to just check for whatever might have been put in the wrong place and put it back. Otherwise, you will end up having it control you. Negativity thrives in chaos. And a lot of times, chaos is a reflection of what's really going on in your mind, whether you're trying to hide it or not, still. And if you choose to live in chaos, that's a problem, okay? Because it does have a far-reaching effect, believe it or not. Okay, is your household too organized? Control freak. I've been there too, okay? I mean, I remember when there were times when I felt like I was so powerless with so many things that were happening in my life, where the one control place that I had was the way my house looked. I could not leave the house without every single thing perfectly in its place. That was years ago. And I really had to look at that. And I realized, though, that as things started getting better in my life, I started loosening up about that and not really being the super neat freak that I used to be, you know. Balance in all things. Is there a past trauma that is currently holding back and defining your life today? You know, some people can't get past a lot of the negative things. You know, if you're having a problem with that, you need to talk to somebody, okay? Also, to do meditations with the Necheru, you know, you have to be guided as to which ones, but, I mean, it has a profoundly healing effect because you need to be able to move on so that you are able to have a more full life. 13, are you easily irritated? 14, are you sad? You know, sometimes because we push through, especially women, we're really good at this. We will push through in spite of the fact that we just really don't feel good. I'm talking health-wise. I'm talking about sadness. And it's important to honor what's going on, to address what's going on. And if you're going through grief, that's one thing. It's understandable if you're going through really sad or depressed feelings. But how long are you grieving? And are you using that as an excuse to escape from life? Or are you not even recognizing the fact that you feel sad? Sometimes you lose energy. You may lose track of time. A lot of times it's kind of you lose yourself. So honor what's going on with you if you feel sad and find somebody to talk to about it, even if it's a good friend, priest, priestess, minister, someone, an elder, somebody, okay? 15, do you know who you really are? Do you let others define you? That can be a very easy thing to do, especially if you're a people pleaser. People pleasers will shape themselves to be whatever the person around them wants them to be. You can go along for years being somebody else that that's not even relatable to you. At some point, you've got to stop and ask, well, who am I really? And am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing in life? Am I just doing all this to just get along, you know? 16, are you afraid to be alone? Some people will surround themselves all the time with other folks just because they cannot be alone. And that has more to do, well, no, there's a variety of reasons, you know, attached to that. I mean, it could be that you're afraid to face yourself, that you have some trauma attached to being alone, you know. But that is something to be looked to, because there is value in being alone. Of course, what would Wat Dawu be without my receiving a phone call? We'll ignore that. Okay, 17. Do you lie to people and yourself often? Can you face yourself? You know, the whole thing of living in truth, that ties into the whole thing of do you know who you really are? And lying to people and lying to yourself is not really addressing your wanting to live. No, it's not really addressing what your life really is, and is not really forcing you to forge it into what you want it to be, okay? 18, do you live in manipulation mode? Oh, Lord. You know, I know people who just can't seem to stop shading things or trying to micromanage situations, people, whatever. And a lot of times that's not even a control thing. Although I do know people where they will manipulate situations just to see if they can get away with it. And that's a situation that's rooted in the root, and also in the solar plexus, because that is a certain level of control issue. But if you're being sly and slimy all the time, you know, that you need to check yourself. 19, we're almost done here. Do you routinely hurt other people? There are people who really get off on that too. They may not call it that. They may not address it in that way. But things will go along fine for a while, and then all of a sudden they have to do something to disappoint, to hurt, you know. And people like that are dangerous. It's very hard to be friends with somebody like that, where it's basically like being friends with a skunk. I mean, how do you personally engage with somebody who does that? Do you constantly fill your life with objects or with new objects or new classes, new places, because you are restless, going back to the restless thing, okay? But the whole thing is you conquer this, and now it's on to this. Now it's on to this, you know? I mean, you have to stop and look at that. And also, do you have the ability to drop into divine flow? That's the last one. Dropping into the divine flow. And see, in talking about seasons, that's really ultimately what this all comes down to. Flowing with the divine cosmic forces. In order to do that, that means you have to still yourself, you have to watch, you have to listen, you have to know when to plant seeds, you know, you have to know when to reap the benefits, you have to know how to cultivate, and in order to do that, you have to be able to honestly face yourself. Where are you at in this season? How far have you come from the last time that I read this list? Are you better off than you were back then? You can make your life better. Believe that you are full of positive potential, that each day is full of positive potential. Plant those seeds. Make the good part of life a reality in the now. Plan for the future. I am Reverend Dr. Queen Mother Imaku Mereah.